It's a well-known and often quoted fact that consumer spending drives the US economy. But it's also led to what could be called the stuff paradox. A large number of Americans have so much clutter, they don't know what to do with it, while many others don't have anything at all. So, what happens to all that stuff that people don't want, and how can it help those most in need?
We got bedding and towels.
Okay.
You can fill up as much space as you have, and you often do. And so then you have to start actually making decisions. And there's, you know, the rule of thumb that if you haven't worn it or in a year's time and don't absolutely love it, then let it go. But then there's other things, your special items and your memorabilia and furniture and things like that that you don't want to let go of.
A recent survey says 54% of Americans feel overwhelmed by clutter and 78% have no idea what to do with it. Many need help to get rid of it. Going online for support, hiring professionals, or, as Kerry is doing, asking a charity to give her cast-offs a new lease of life.
One of the pieces that we'll be donating is our family dining room table and 8 chairs and then a sideboard in addition to the queen-size bed.
Well, this table is beautiful. I mean, this won't last but about 10 minutes in our showroom. People will want this right away, so thank you. It is gorgeous. The chairs are beautiful as well.
Wonderful.
And as for the bed, I mean, it's harder to get a good bed than it is to get food or clothing.
Mark Bagel is the founder and chief executive of A Wider Circle, which furnishes 4,000 homes for impoverished families every year.
Families come to us with an average income of about $12,000 a year, an average family size of 4. Many people live without beds, without dressers, without tables and chairs. Meanwhile, there are a whole host of people who have excess beds and tables and chairs and sheets and towels. So we go to the people who have more than they need. We collect their items, we bring them here and set them up and distribute them to people who have less than they need.
The nation's capital has one of the widest wealth gaps in the nation. The top 5% of households earn an average of almost $500,000 a year, while the poorest 5% make less than $10,000.
And so once we kind of walk around, we'll put stickers on it. Okay. And the stickers will just be everything that you want to get.
April Johnson has just moved into a new home and hopes A Wider Circle will help her furnish it.
The last house I lived in, my landlord sold his property, so me and my children have been homeless for the past 6 months.
And you've got 5 children, haven't you?
Yes, ma'am.